This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
I'm here with Barbara Armstrong, Director of Undergraduate Business Programmes. Barbara, could you talk to us a little bit about the business programme that you run here at Birmingham and what options undergraduates have studying here?
Well, the core business programme that we offer is the BSc Business Management. It's a very generalist business degree. It's generalist because we believe, and actually when we talk with employers, they tell us that we're right, that students really need to know the underpinning areas of everything that goes to business, because business isn't one subject, it's a whole number of little Lego blocks that build together to make a knowledge of working in business and management. So that's the basic programme, and all the modules come from that. But we have certain variants of that which will give something extra to students for their degree. So we have, for example, the BSc Business Management with a year in industry. In that degree, you study alongside for 3 years, but in your third year, there's an additional year, it's a four-year programme, you work in industry on an industrial placement. That's a fairly new offering that we have, and it's now the most popular. More than 50% of the students go on that programme. We then have the BSc International Business. Again, it's the same as the BSc Business Management, but students can spend the year abroad studying or working in English, giving them some cultural awareness. They're going to be working in a global economy, a global business place, so it gives them that added value on their CVs when they come back from it. We have the BSc International Business with Language. In that, one-third of your degree is studying the language, but it's language for business, it's not literature or culture or anything like that, and you spend your third year away in the country of your language. We have another minor program, it's called the BSc Business Management with Communications, two-thirds business and one-third media. Now this is for students who know they want to be media facing. The minor part of the program is all about communications. It's about public relations, it's about working with journalists, getting involved in writing press releases, making podcasts like this one, making webcasts and video. But these students actually know what they want to be before they start. The beauty of the BSc Business Management is that once you finish that degree, you can be anything, you can go into any sort of career.
So you mentioned the Business with Communications programme. Who actually covers the teaching of the communications side of that programme?
That's interesting because, in fact, it's taught by practising journalists, or largely taught by practising journalists. And it's taught in a very different way. It's not taught 2 or 3 hours a week, every week. We teach it in blocks, in very small groups, and we take the students into media facilities. So either commercial facilities in the centre of Birmingham, or the university actually has a big television studio here on campus, and we actually do use that. So it is different. It's quite a small programme because of the way it's taught and the use of the facilities. It can never grow. For that reason, we're looking for students with extremely good fluent English skills and very high academic grades.
So a real variety of programmes that you have on offer for students.
Indeed,
here.
Yes.
And what would you say were your particular strengths to the department or core areas of expertise?
Well, we've actually been teaching business for a long time. It's part of the charter of the university when the university was founded that we actually trained and developed the captains and leaders of industry. And that's the philosophy we've had right from day one, really, that we're actually looking at developing the people who will actually lead the country's businesses. We're not looking at training the followers who will just do things and then be told what to do. So I think that's a strength. I think it's a strength that it's a generalist programme because students get a really in-depth understanding of all areas of business. They're not shoehorned into being marketing experts or HRM experts. They have a thorough underpinning of everything. We're also an academic programme. It's not overly vocational, so students actually taught to develop the sort of critical thinking skills and the analytical skills that are going to help them be these captains of industry.
Now I'm going to move on to teaching styles. What kind of teaching and learning methods do you employ at the business school?
Well, most modules have the traditional lecture. and possibly a seminar attached, which is a large lecture divided into smaller groups to go over certain points within the lecture to make sure that students really understand them. We use seminars quite often in the sort of more quantitative and mathematical and accounting based type subjects. But there are other things that we do. Quite often there are group work, case study work. Students do presentations on certain things that they have to go and research together. My own module, which is international marketing, I run a computer simulation. The students have to develop the South American market for a certain product. It's actually based on an actual live product using live data. Some modules, there is one module that we have which is all computer-based, inquiry-based learning. So there's a whole variety of things that they actually have to do.
And what would you say the balance between, where does the balance lie between structured teaching and independent learning?
I would say independent learning is the lion's share. Each module that we teach is worth a notional of 100 hours work. And there's probably about 30 hours in that maximum face-to-face teaching. So you see it's an awful lot of work that students need to actually go and do on their own, reading, researching. So coming here, sitting in class and expecting to be spoon-fed, well, that's not what we do here. And it's very different, I think, from sixth forms.
So leading on to careers, what kind of skills do you think they'll gain from this type of studying method?
Well, they learn to be very self-motivated, to be able to manage their own time. They learn to actually think critically. They learn to research. They learn to appraise what they're learning and analyse what they're learning, and actually be able to actually express that and present that in a coherent way to employers or to other people.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the students that are applying for the course. What do you look for in a student that's applying to study business here?
Well, obviously, bright students. We're asking for quite high entry requirements and good A-level grades, so students need to be academically very able. But we also think that they ought to be motivated and interested in business for itself. There is a perception that doing business will automatically give you access to a good job. I don't think that's necessarily true. What employers are looking for are certain skills, and doing business, you get those skills, and you also get some business acumen that gives you some advantage in application processes, but it won't get you that good job. And if you're not interested in business in itself, you probably won't do very well. So you'd better study something you're interested in. So motivated, interested students, bright students. Also students who are actually able to manage their own time, research on their own, and don't need hand-holding all the time.
And what are the specific entry requirements that you're looking for?
Well, our A-level entry requirements range from AAB to ABB. We also have an entry requirement at GCSE, a B in grade maths and a B in English. That's because we want to have students who are able to communicate, and English is the language of communication. And we also need students who have got some analytical ability, and the maths will show us that they are able to actually analyse things slightly well.
And what about that personal statement, the bit that students can worry about?
The personal statement is very important, particularly in borderline cases. Now, if you haven't got the grades, we're not going to make you an offer. But when it comes to a borderline case, and particularly in the summer when your results come out, you may well not quite have made the mark, and we've got two places and five students looking for those places. The personal statement will be very important. We're looking for personal statements that make you stand out from the crowd, that are different. We're looking for evidence that you're really interested in business, so lots of examples, not just fancy words like "I'm passionate about business," which really mean very little. So something that's different, that stands out from the crowd, which got some evidence that this is the degree for you. And actually look at what you can give us and why we should take you rather than somebody else.
And where can students find out more then, find out more information about the degrees and how to apply?
Well, there's information on our website, www.bisham.ac.uk. But the best thing to do would be to come along to our open day. We have open days in June and September. There are students on hand, there are staff on hand. They can answer the questions. You can walk around the campus, you can see the business school and get some sort of feel for the place and see if you'll be happy to spend the next 3 or 4 years here.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.